Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas, the best place to see the biggest blockbuster movies in Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Yes, it is Friday, which means we're talking movies and Niall O'Brien is with us. How are you doing, Niall?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. Now, Niall, just before we kickstart into all this now, you know, we've got a bit of, we have to call out Steve Garrity in Termin Feckin because, yes, oh, he's very smart now yesterday. He was very smart. He says, I bet you Tom Cruise is the name of the mystery voice for tomorrow. He says, when I was chatting about Top Gun, and I says, oh, you know, there's no way Niall O'Brien is going to pick something as obvious as Tom Cruise for the mystery voice.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't know that because I would have taken that bet off him there. Maybe made a little bit of money. So, yeah. Has he never listened before? Does he not know how my twisted mind
Your
works?
Your twisted mind works is right. We are talking about our mystery voice competition. Let me tell you, 110%, it's not Cruise, people. I don't even know who it is today. It is Who's That Talking Now? Tell us about this.
That's right. It's our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now, where if you can identify the voice of the mystery actor who is not Tom Cruise, and we will give you a pair of tickets to the Omniplex Cinema. It is always somebody connected to one of the films or shows that we'll be talking about today, but it's not Tom Cruise.
It's not Tom Cruise. Okay. So courtesy of our friends at Omniplex Cinemas, we have a pair of tickets to give away to the movie of your choice at any of their locations at Omniplex Deluxe Venue Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk or Omniplex Balbriggan. They are showing all the biggest and best blockbuster movies like Top Gun Maverick on the big screen, and you can get full showtimes and bookings at omniplex.ie. So Niall, we have, is it an actor? I don't know who this is today.
It is an actor, and okay. I don't think anybody needs any clues.
Okay, wow. Okay, if you think you know, because look, my brain is gone. If you think you know who the mystery voice is, you could be getting a pair of Omniplex tickets. 086 1800 658. Here it is.
Script arrived on my dressing table, and I heard that it had been delivered by George Lucas. And I thought, well, that's rather impressive, because he's an up-and-coming and very respect-worthy young director.
Okay. I see, yeah.
You're stumped.
I'm completely stumped.
I will say it's not a film that you've seen a lot.
Oh, it's
but there are people out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, we've got a lot to talk about.
We do. Okay. 086 1800 658. Now, we are, before we get into our main chat this week, we have to pay tribute to the amazing Ray Liotta. Couldn't believe this when I saw the news yesterday.
Yeah, and I think you texted me about it. You're probably the first person who told me. Very sad. 67 years old, passed away in his sleep. He was down in the Dominican Republic shooting a film called Dangerous Waters. I would have first seen him, I think, in Field of Dreams, playing baseball, a real-life baseball player, Shoeless Joe Jackson, or a kind of a ghost of him. He is, of course, best known, I suppose, for playing Henry Hill in Goodfellas. I actually rewatched last night, after the news of his passing, a fantastic film, one of his first big breakthroughs, which was Something Wild, which came out in 1986 with Melanie Griffith and Jeff Daniels, and he plays Ray Sinclair, as he did for a lot of his career, a kind of a psychotic, charming, you know, psycho, basically.
Yeah.
And recently he's been in some great stuff. He was really good in The Many Saints of Newark, Marriage Story. He was a divorce lawyer,
yes,
in that, and a film by Steven Soderbergh, No Sudden Move, playing, of course, a mob boss in that one. But yeah, he'll be a big loss, I think.
He really will. And as you say there as well, he was well able for kind of, you know, sort of comedy and as well in different roles. Like, I absolutely loved him. He was only a small role, but in the film with Tina Fey and Steve Carell, Date Night, he pops up in that,
oh,
as well.
Yes. Yeah,
and he's
he
quite,
very,
quite
very,
funny.
very versatile actor.
And not, like, what is it with the year 2022? A lot of great people passing away. So paying tribute to Ray Liotta today. Now, getting to our main topic of conversation, this is, you know, the movie that everybody is talking about. 30 years later, we have a sequel to Top Gun. It's Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, it's 30 plus years. I mean, it was filmed 4 years ago. Can you believe that? And they've been waiting to release it for so long. So this is Top Gun Maverick. And now, you know that Maverick is not the man's real name. That's not on his birth certificate. That's his call sign. Right. Okay. So this is the Navy pilots have these call signs. I was wondering, Sinead, if you had a call sign, what would your call sign be?
Oh, God. Probably,
putting you on the spot there.
Yeah, probably. Like, well, you like to call me bossy, so probably like the boss or something.
I was thinking maybe floor filler would be a good one. Floor filler, I'm coming in on your left wing. Something like that. Yeah, we have a little clip here. A little clip here. And this is just all about the call signs.
Okay, here it is. Top Gun Maverick.
His exploits are legendary. His call sign, Maverick.
In the Navy, every single pilot each have a call sign.
Rooster. Watch your back, Phoenix.
We gotta move, Coyote.
Who are your friends?
Payback.
Fanboy.
What do they call you?
Bob?
No, your call sign.
Bob. Literally.
When you hear their call sign, you're hearing a bit of their history.
Where's he going?
That's why we call him Hangman. He'll always hang you out to dry.
Call signs are kind of informal social ways that we address each other, as well as showcasing the positive message of naval aviation.
We got you, Mav.
Come on!
Maverick to Range Control, stand by.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'd love that now. Yeah, floor filler. That's a good one. What's yours then? We need to give you one.
The real deal, real deal, real deal coming in your left. Okay. RWL, obviously. So anyway, Top Gun Maverick out in cinemas this week. And we meet Maverick. I'm not sure what age the character is. Tom Cruise is going to be 60.
Listen,
this year,
he's drinking from the fountain of eternal youth. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, he has a painting in his attic. That's Dorian Gray style. But anyway, he is Maverick, of course. Pete Maverick Mitchell. He is still a captain. He could be an admiral by now, he's told in this, but he is not good at following orders. We meet him at the start of this film and he's test flying a stealth fighter and going for Mach 10. People are going, we got to get it to Mach 10. And he's going, well, okay. And he's kind of doing it against the orders of the brass. There's an admiral played by Ed Harrison, just a little bit of this film, just at the start. I was going, is he coming back? I like Ed Harrison. But he doesn't. And he's going, you won't follow orders, Maverick. You're literally a maverick. But of course, he is one of the best. He is literally one of the top guns. He's respected by real flyers. And in this film, he is kind of protected by his former classmate and former rival, Iceman, who in the original film was played by Val Kilmer. And he does return for a very touching scene in this. So the plot of this film, let's face it, people they're not going to see this film because it's got an intricate plot. The plot is there is trouble somewhere in the world. Nuclear things are being enriched and the Navy has to send a team of elite pilots to carry out a raid. And who can train this team of the best to be even better? Well, of course, it's got to be Maverick. Now, it's made clear to him that he is not going to be flying this mission. He is only there to get the youngsters ready for this mission. So once again, I'm saying Maverick is not going to fly this mission that the film is leading up to.
Ah, come on now. I'm sure he gets into the plane at some point.
I'm not giving anything away. Things are made even more complicated by the fact that one of these new Top Guns is Bradley Rooster Bradshaw, played by Miles Teller, who is the son of Goose, who was played by Anthony Edwards in the original movie. And if you've not seen the original, I'm not going to tell you what happens to Goose, but let's just say his goose gets cooked. And obviously Bradley, his son, is, and a lot of people, and Maverick himself, is carrying a little bit of guilt as to what happened to his former wingman. There's a little bit of romance in here as well, in the form of Jennifer Connelly, who plays a character called Penny, one of Maverick's old flames, and who runs the local bar near the Top Gun Academy. But really, this film is about one thing. It's about rock and roll fighter pilot action, and it delivers in spades. I really enjoyed this film.
Thank God.
I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought. Sometimes these lega sequels, this is what I guess you would call them, they disappoint a little bit. When I sat down, the opening scene of this film on an aircraft character, I literally thought, they've made a mistake. They put the original film in. But very quickly you realise this is a different... It is very familiar, but it's just as enjoyable, I think, as the first one. It's a lovely, lovely salute to these characters. And the action is great. And I think I said it last week, It all looks absolutely practical. It doesn't look like there's a bit of CGI in there. And because of Tom Cruise, I would well believe that.
Yeah, absolutely. A Top Gun Maverick getting top marks from Niall O'Brien. Now, quickly to our streaming, because I was mentioning this yesterday as well. Very much looking forward to this. We'll be all getting around the Netflix tonight for Stranger Things. It's back.
That's right, yes. This is season 4 of Stranger Things. It's coming at a very good time for Netflix because they're kind of in trouble, and this is one of their crown jewels, if you like. There are 9 episodes in this season. The first 7 have been released. The last 2 will be released on July the 1st. Apparently, they cost $30 million each.
Wow.
Some of them are 2.5 hours long. The first episode, which I watched today, clocks in at 1 hour and 18 minutes. It opens with a flashback to 1979 and the events at Hawkins National Laboratory that we might have seen before. But the meat of the plot of this season happens a couple of months after the finale of season 3, which saw the main characters in a 3-way battle with Russian soldiers and a demonic entity from the Upside Down and the mall destroyed in a huge explosion and Sheriff Hopper apparently sacrificing himself. But we'll see. And we open now, as I say, a couple of months after that. The main core cast of kids have been kind of split up. Some of them are still in Hawkins. Some of them are in California. And of course, maybe there's one recurring character who's actually in Russia, but we'll find out. This is, I really enjoyed watching this. I can't wait to get back into Hawkins. It's very, I was watching it because there's a lot of setup here, a lot of setup. Yep. When are we going to get to the scary bits? And by God, when we got to the scary bits, I was very scared.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, then we'll all be hiding behind cushions then later on tonight. Stranger Things season 4 out today. Now, another one, and I know that, like, you would be just so delighted for this, Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is on Disney, is it?
That's right, Disney Plus, a new, I think, 6-part Star Wars series. Obi-Wan Kenobi, of course, first appeared in Star Wars A New Hope, played by Sir Alec Guinness.
Don't worry, they're Sir grand, Alec they're grand, Guinness. They have
got
it.
Good. Yeah. but in this, he is played by Ewan McGregor, who played him as well in the prequel trilogy. And we find Obi-Wan, he's laying low on the desert planet of Tatooine, and he's watching over Luke Skywalker, young 10-year-old Luke Skywalker. This episode, which again, the first two have dropped, so they're going to be out every week. So I watched the first two today. We have a little clip here.
Yep.
And this is Obi-Wan talking to Luke's Uncle Owen.
Okay.
And Uncle Owen is not really happy about kind of Obi-Wan being around.
Okay, here it is.
There's more to life than your farm, Owen. He needs to see that. There's a whole galaxy out there.
I'm asking you to leave us alone, Ben. I mean it.
Is he okay?
You don't care if he's okay. You care if he's showing.
It's my responsibility, Owen.
Well, I'm his uncle.
We talked about this. When the time comes, he must be trained.
Like you trained his father?
Ooh, burn there at the end.
Oh, I know. Yeah, drop the mic. Yeah. I really enjoyed the first couple of episodes of this. I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of it. It's kind of, we meet Obi-Wan, he's kind of lost his mojo, really. He's living on Tatooine, he's looking, just checking out on Luke, but he's working in like a space factory during the day, and it's really about the repetition and the monotony of his life. And he's suffering a little bit from guilt and post-traumatic stress from, you know, what he had to do to his friend Anakin Skywalker. There's a lot, I think, that's going to happen in the next episodes that are coming that I think are going to be great. But look, if you're a Star Wars fan, you're already in the bag for this.
Yeah.
If you're not a Star Wars fan, this might not be the one to start with.
Okay, noted. Duly noted. Okay, our TV movies for the weekend, as always on a Friday, TG Caher, it's time for a Western.
It is, and it's from 1980, and it's called The Long Riders. It's about the Jesse James and the younger gang. Famous outlaws, they go their separate ways and then reunite years later for one last robbery. And one last robbery always goes well, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
The interesting thing about this film is that you've got real-life brothers, Keith David and Robert Carradine, playing the James boys, and then I think Stacey Keach and James Keach are playing the youngers. But I might have had that mixed up because it's a while since I've seen this film.
Okay, so that's nice. Isn't it? Yeah.
Tonight at 9:05 on TG Car. Then tomorrow, Saturday at 9:35 on RT1 is Yesterday from 2019, which I reviewed when it came out. I wasn't as keen on it as a lot of people. I'm going to give it another watch. It's about Jack, a struggling musician who gets hit by a bus during a electrical storm. And when he wakes up, he finds out that he is the only person in the world who can remember the music of the Beatles.
Handy.
And basically,
Ching.
So he's, and that's exactly what happens. Now, Danny Boyle directed this. And, one of the problems I had with it, it's not really I didn't feel that he kind of put his stamp on it. It seemed like, but I'm going to give it another watch because so many people have gone, oh, no, you were wrong about that. And I'm always willing to admit when I'm wrong.
Is that, yes, what? and the last one you have on Sunday.
Yeah, this is a real late one now on Channel 4, but I had to mention it because it's a very good film. And it's actually at like 5 to 1 on early Monday morning, if you like. But if you can set the video recorder for it. This is, it's called 71. It stars Jack O'Connell. He's a young British soldier deployed to Belfast in 1971. He finds himself caught up in a riot and becomes separated from the rest of his unit. It's almost like a horror film, basically.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's an excellent movie, yeah.
It's just a pity it's on so late or early, depending on your point of view.
Okay, so that's our lot on that. But tell us, put them out of their misery, who is our mystery voice this week?
It was, of course, Sir Alec Guinness. Hello
there. Very good impression, very good impression. Niall, as always, thank you so much for jam-packed Real Reviews. We'll chat to you next week.
Talk to you next week, floor filler.
Over and out. What did you call yourself? The Real... What is it?
Real Deal.
Real Deal over and out.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas, the best place to see the biggest blockbuster movies in Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.